My mom was a singer. She taught singing. She was an actress. She played guitar, a little piano, entertainer. And I remember once talking to her about maybe teaching me to sing, and it didn't go very well. It didn't last very long. I don't know what happened. Every once in a while, I would sing something to her, and she would compliment me. But I guess I don't have it in me. But it didn't stop me from writing two parodies myself, real estate related. And I'm going to sing them for you now. First one, one was in 2010. The other one was in 2007. 2010 one is sung to the tune of Home, Home on the Range, and the title is Loan, Loan on the Way. Oh, give me a loan where appraisers don't roam and rates don't vary all day. Where sales don't abort from bad credit reports and lenders never turn you away. Loan, loan on the way. No short sales and foreclosures today. Where you're never in court because of a tort and lenders never turn you away. How often at night I do feel the fright that another might outbid my price. But my realtor does tell that all will go well and I trust that he gives good advice. Loan, loan on the way. No short sales and foreclosures today. Where you're never in court because of a tort and lenders never turn you away. Well, what do you know? We just opened escrow and my fear has now turned into glee. With taxes and payments plus all of the maintenance, I realize I'll no longer be free. Loan, loan on the way. No short sales and foreclosures today. Where you're never in court because of a tort and lenders never turn you away. With inspection so near, I do get a fear that something will make it go awry. No termites, no mold, nothing for me to behold. This escrow might close for I die. Loan, loan on the way. No short sales and foreclosures today. Where you're never in court because of a tort and lenders never turn you away. Copyright 2010, Mark Schneidman. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Second one, written in 2007, sung to the tune of The Caissons Keep Rolling Along, and it's The Prices Keep Rolling Along. This is a little trickier to sing. Let's start with we've got a little drum or a little beat. While Santa Barbara's in her glory, the housing market's getting gory, and the prices keep marching along. Understocked, overpriced, lump book starting to look nice, and the prices keep marching along. Interest rates, they're a-dropping, and those buyers, they're a-shopping, but those prices keep marching along. Buyers' agents find it tragic, won't close escrow, less by magic, and the prices keep marching along. And that low inventory, it's the reason for this story, 'cause the prices keep marching along. With no choice or selection, offers subject to inspection, and those prices keep marching along. A dollar short, an hour late, your backup offer number 8, and the prices keep marching along. Oh, those sellers there are basking, rejecting offers, over asking, and the prices keep marching along. Overpriced, understocked, $1 million for some rocks, and the prices keep marching along. The housing market is so hot, the listing agent bought a yacht, and the prices keep marching along. Buyers sell all their stock, the family jewels they do hawk, and the prices keep marching along. But the honest nitty-gritty, Santa Barbara is so pretty, that's the reason for this stupid song. So get in while you can, beg, steal, borrow from the man, 'cause the prices will keep marching along. That was not as easy as Home, Home on the Range. Okay. This one is not a song. It's something I wrote on August 22nd, 1995. At least that's when it was published in the front page of the opinion section of the Santa Barbara News Press, huge above the fold with a big picture of me taken in 1988, where I had a lot of hair. And it's called 101, The Final Solution. Sounds like a Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, The Final Solution. I think that was the title to one of his pieces. Okay, so this is an op-ed, tongue in cheek, 101, The Final Solution. There have been numerous suggestions to solve the 101 traffic problem. Many people have offered alternatives to the proposed six-lane expansion of the freeway south of Milpa Street. While I'm not saying those ideas do not have merit, I believe my ecological solution will address the concerns of environmentalists and local business owners, not only for today, but well into the future. Everyone agrees the freeway is noisy, pollutes the air, and is unattractive. I say, move the freeway. Move it out onto the water, build it on pilings, and add a couple of bridges to allow boat access. Florida has been using this technique for years. Build it far enough offshore so we don't hear it or smell it. Will the ocean breeze blow the smog toward shore? Well, build it out farther still. Build it behind the islands or on the islands. Sure, it sounds like a good idea, but how do we pay for it? And what about the increase in commuter and tourist travel time? Well, people coming from the south heading north and vice versa will have more incentive to make Santa Barbara their final destination. Thus, our tourist trade goes up and we tax the increase in revenue to help offset the cost of construction, as if we would be paying for it. I added that. That wasn't part of it. No, you will not be able to cut across Santa Barbara because the guards at the gate will not let you in without a pass, so similar to how UCSB is currently set up. Of course, they did do away with those. You receive a pass only if you have a confirmed hotel or airline reservation, are making deliveries, or have been invited by a local residence. How do we deal with day visitors and last-minute vacationers? Well, locate a Santa Barbara Chamber Visitor Center outside of each gate. They could handle local hotel and restaurant reservations, thus guaranteeing that visitors will spend money while enjoying our lovely city. We can eliminate our current beach parking charges by simply nailing them with a day use fee as soon as they hit the gate. Of course, I wrote this before people were making reservations online with apps. We can generate additional money by seizing 90% of the increase in equity in all of those wonderful homes currently adjacent to the freeway and railroad tracks. Yes, we will move the railroad tracks at the same time. Every home that realizes an increase in value will eventually sell or refinance. When they do, we stick our hands in their pockets and pull out our 90%. Sounds like what the city is trying to do now with the documentary transfer tax. We will be paying off those bonds in no time. Finally, think of the hundreds of acres that would become available by the removal of the freeway and the railroad tracks. We could develop luxury homes near the ocean, build tennis courts, skateboard rinks, parks, and various other recreational facilities. Absolutely no more shopping malls. We will generate a fortune. Everyone is happy. The residents and hotel owners currently near the freeway and tracks, local business owners and employees make more money, cleaner air for people, wildlife, increased accessibility for whale and sea watching, no more dead animals lying on the side of our freeway, no more people getting hit by the train, and an incredible natural habitat for sea life created by the pilings. The downside? Sure, a few boat owners will be an inconvenience, but how many people own boats anyway? I mean, they still have the whole ocean. They can tolerate giving up a narrow swath of ocean to benefit the majority. Too radical an idea? Will someone want to leave a two-lane road for our local commuters? Well, the majority of the above benefits would still be enjoyed, but I will let the rest of you work out the details. Remember, in addition to gazing out to the stars up above at night, we will have a lovely distant view of the line of headlights stretching out in the ocean, reminiscent of a comet streaking across the sky. I really am a nature lover at heart. Oh boy. 1995. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.